We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Siman Shin Pei Beis, the Halacha of Adiris Nachrim, if that gets in the way of the Erev, which we've been speaking about, that you have to rent it from him, and if you want, you could rent it from Schir Lekitai. So we are Sift HaZayin, on the bottom of Rishon and Beis Amalav. Im Yesh Lein Yehudi, if the non-Jew has Chamisha Schir Malekitim Yisraelim Dor Mevesa, he has five Jews that are workers for him, that live in his house. Their residence is not considered as the residence. She asked Zel Zed that should make it forbidden one and the other, as Jews generally do when they all live in a common area without making an Erev. As Ramah adds on the words, the Schilus shall in Yehudi as a Ketin Tamid Beis, ain't the Oyser, because the residence of the non-Jew doesn't make it forbidden in Mesachim Abal Abayis if they rent from the homeowner, says the Beis Eser. So the Mishabur, Sib Cotton Nun Beis. So, if the non-Jew has these five Jewish workers that are dorm based that live in his house, b'chadorm yuchad ben distinct rooms, each one in his own room, simkot nun gimel, ein dirasa mechulu, their residence is not considered as a residence to make it forbidden one on the other. Because the avagab, even though the chashabinu rabban l'dirasim, the rabbanon considered significant their residence, b'nasin kibolim al yadim, and they become like owners through that, lahashka rishos, to go and rent out this property of l'shalim and das akim, even without the non-Jewish owner's awareness, la'amri l'hakul, they only said this as leniency, v'loy shi'ya dirasim chashabadira, it's not that their residence considered as a residence, she'asos el-zeh, they should make it forbidden one or the other, k'shalei irvu, and they don't make an erim, because the members in truth, in dirasim yuchazam, their residence is not distinct for them, the non-Jew has rights in. And he can remove them from there. As the Shara Tzinos Nun Hei brings us from the Vilna Gaon El Yaba, and that's how the Reis Nishmas Adam Kalan Ayin Hei, and his Masa Magen Bram, that makes the reason dependent because he didn't lend it to them but that intention that they should make it forbidden one or the other. Look over there. It says, you should know that in Tzitz Shabbat Mach Tzashakal, they write that if they bake and they cook, each one in his own house and not in the non-Jew's house, they make it forbidden one or the other. He said, I didn't quote it because we already explained in Shinayin in Siv Gimel, the Be'alocha, that where he could remove them at any time, you don't need any other reasoning. Which Dirsha 85 brings the opinion of the Chaz Nish that even if you could remove them at any time, they make it forbidden. You're not going to permit only when they're joined together in the cooking and the baking, and the additional reason that he doesn't lend them the house to make it forbidden on him. Elsewhere, it would seem that he permits for the reason that just that you could remove them. And Shon Loch is right, so here he retracts from that. And that's his inclined Chubit Mechaz Yitzchuk. But Shlomo Zalman passes the Hachma Leketchila like the opinion of the Chaz Nish. Sivkot Nun Dalad. So it's not their deer is not considered a deer that they should make a forbidden zel as one or the other. But the same thing is, they don't make a forbidden on the people on the courtyard. They don't have to join together in the erev. Sivkot nun hay, because the Rambam said the schirus. So it says the Mishnah toy sefer hu. There's a mistake, a scribal error over here. It should say and his schirai. What it means today is like this. If the members of the courtyard rent the property from the non-Jew, they don't have to rent from the workers, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. And it's a very obvious halacha of the Vimah, the Kamalan, just according to what we hold, and that we consider significant their residence. That it's just that we could rent from them the property of the non-Jew, because now, like you mentioned, so, I mean, I would have said it's like two non-Jews living in the house. You have to rent from each one of them, which the Dirshu 86 says that's like the opinion of many places was brought previously in the Sivkot Nun Aleph, that by two partners that are non-Jews that live in one house, you have to rent from each one individually, which is, they say, yeah, you really have to look into that, because according to Ramah and Sivtezvav, that if they live in Shutvis, you don't have to rent but only one of them. If that's the case, that's Chilikita that doesn't live in his own apartment, for sure, you don't have to go and rent from him after that you rent from the Bailim. So why would the Ramah have to say this? But like we said, the Kanal says the Mishra, like we mentioned, that's what we're coming to tell you. We're only telling you this as a leniency, not as a stringency, which as the Sharetzi Nois Nun Zayin says that this is his own independent halacha. It's not like this chiris. It sounds like the girsa that we had that it's like explaining. No, it's saying b'schiray. Shall any Yehudi, you read it now, the Ramah, the worker of the non-Jew, it doesn't make it forbidden in Mesachim Balabayas, Sivkot Nun Vav, if they rented from the homeowner, but then same thing is Mesach Rishos Me'achim Neschirim. If they rented the property from one of the workers, die, again, that's enough. Ve'ein Tzichim Liskim Akulim, you don't have to rent from them all. Siv Yud Zayin. Shtei Chatzer Zula from the Mizu. If there's two courtyards, one within the other, V'yisrael Ve'ein Yehudi B'Panimis, a Jew and a non-Jew live in the courtyard, and a Jew lives in the outer one. Or Yisrael and Yehudi b'chatzayna. You have a Jew and a non-Jew in the outer one. Yisrael b'panimis, a Jew in the inner one. Fafila and Yehudi b'panimis. Or even if you have a non-Jew in the inner one, Ushnei Yisrael machitzayin, they have two Jews and the outer one, Iser, the non-Jew is going to make it forbidden. Those who say the Shafela and Yehudi b'Panimis, even if you have a non-Jew in the inner one, b'Yisrael one Jew in the outer one, Eiser is going to make it forbidden. Says Mishra Siv Katan Nun Zayin. So you have two courtyards, Zulav and the Mizu, one within the other one. So that automatically, when you have one within the other one, makes a Drisa Zaglaim Shalapanimim, you have the right away of the those in the inner courtyard, they're Chatzach Etain, and they have the right away of going through the outer courtyard, the only way they can get out. Siv Katan Nun Chas. So all these different cases, we said that Eiser. It's going to make it forbidden. Al chotzah chitzayna on the outer courtyard. Ashiyiska harishos manochi until you rent the rights of the non-Jew's property, which the Sharatzin Ois Nun test brings. And regarding an eriv, in the first and the second case, you don't have to make an eriv together the outer one with the inner one because the inner one is regal hamateres mukam. He has the right away in his own property. He's allowed to carry there, and he doesn't make it forbidden then on the outer one, like we said in Shadayin Ches. And even though we're machmir in our situation regarding schiris, according to Rabbi Kiva, like the Rashi and Tevor read in the Sugya of Samachim Beis, look over there. However, regarding Erev, we go back to the general rule that we hold like Rabban regarding regular Mates Mukaima, and we don't require within the Sugya and Erev only according to Rabbi Kiva, and that's how the Goyen Yaakov writes. But in the third case, when the non-Jew was in the inner one, and the two Jews on the outer one, so then they would have to rent from the non-Jew, and they would also obviously have to make an Erev together because they're both living in the same Chatzar, Hachitzayna. Says Mishra further. Says, "V'tam kolela." Now the reason why all these halachas are the chashvinan, we consider ki'ilu kulam dar mechatzach etzayin, as if they're all living together in the outer courtyard. Kimi tradis rakel malav, because since there's a right of way from the inner one on the outer one, and they're always frequenting there because that's how they get out to the street. So because of that, they made a gzeir regarding such a case. Because they might come to learn from his actions, which is the whole reason why you have to rent from a non-Jew in the first place. Is when the Jew lives in the inner one. He's allowed to carry in his courtyard from his house to the courtyard. Because the non-Jew does not make it forbidden just for an individual Jew. The outer courtyard does not make it forbidden. The outer one does not have a right away on the inner one. They're not all three in the inner one. We're talking about regarding the outer one. Sivkot nun test. Now, b'yesh misha'aymer b'chulu. Now, those who say that even if the non-Jew is in the inner one and one Jew in the outer one, makes it forbidden. The chiddush is the avgav, even though the b'chal makam in general, Yisrael echad ma'akam in aser, one Jew with one non-Jew does not make it forbidden. Now, fill him dar mechatzah echad, even if living in one courtyard. Sfir lay, this opinion holds a hachagard to hear it's worse. Why? The b'chatzah shu lefnim mechatzah, when you have a courtyard within a courtyard, lav kuli amayadi, not everyone knows me v'mi dar by who lives in what. The actual they're going to think Kedarim by Gam Yisrael Mavat Akam that there are Jews living there besides the non-Jew. When they see they're carrying in the outer one, also they're going to come to say, "Oh, the Sharbali Schirz Makam Akam Yilada. It's permitted without rental when there's a non-Jew." Because it's more confusing when it's not the same culture because people don't know who lives where. The Sharatin Ois Samach Beis brings this from Nachrein. He says maybe you could explain a little bit more the reasoning according to this opinion that the Iker Tam that they were not Geizer, an individual lives there with a non-Jew, even though you could be concerned that you learn from his action because. That it's not common because generally a Jew is afraid to live individually with a non-Jew as brought in the Gemara. And here, where each one living in his own independent chatzer, and he only has a Jewish regal, so he's not so afraid. So therefore they were guys in such a case, they might come to learn from his actions, because Akapanim, he's constantly passing by through his court chatzer, and he can learn from him. Says Mishru further, he said, we don't hold like this Yesh Mishaimer, because many later authorities rejected Malacha, it's not any worse than they living in the same chatzer, where one and one is not a problem. Siv Hilches, any Yehudi, a non-Jew, Sheiska based on Chaveda, any Yehudi that rents out his house to his friend, a non-Jew, im nishal Hashem Tzvis Babayis, if he still has some holdings in his house, Sheishal Rishos La Nechsham Shabakim, that he has permission to leave whatever his vessels are over there, Yechem Liskim Mendi, they can rent from him. If he doesn't have any holdings anymore in this apartment, so if the landlord could get rid of the renter within the time frame of the rental, they could rent from him. If not, it's not effective unless they rent from the renter. Another person, if he has holdings in the house, they can rent from him. It's not any less than a worker. Siv Cotton Samach says Mishaburam. We said that if he rents it to his friend, a non-Jew, if he remains holding, that has permission to put vessels over there, they can rent from him. Because the Shari, what it means to say is, even though he didn't even put something over there, but he has the rights to. The reason is, it's not any less than the worker of the non-Jew, that we already explained, since he has permission to utilize the house, they can rent from him. I'm asking him here, the landlord also, they has permission to utilize the house, so they could rent from him.
Sivkot and Samach Aleph. Now, if the landlord could be Lesalik HaSeichot Teich Zman, he could remove him within the time of the rental. He stipulated with him, he has the option, he could get rid of him whenever he wants to. Sivkot and Samach Aleph. Then you can list him and they can rent him and mefil loy silka. Then even if he did not even remove him yet, shari shir loy adain zchus b'chatzere. He still has some remnant of rights in this courtyard. Mekomoka pasha rebbe. It's obvious the mekoshkin all the more so. You can list him asecha because you can rent from the renter. The cholabai shalay achshav because currently right now the whole house is his. Because the base is the rights. Tafel asecha matzah base. Even if the renter is found in this house, in matzah list him amaske. If you want to rent from the landlord, asecha you can rent from him too. Sivkan zamach gimel. The Ramah said, "What in the shachar b'chul?" The same thing is another person who has holdings in the house. Pidush the leitema. Don't say that davka b'maskim ani said that only by the landlord this helps. Mishum shishir leizchus b'chatzer. He's holding on to his rights in the chatzer. K'masum atzasin the gam b'shachar ani. Even a random person, it's effective. Kimi shish like a bun. Mishul zashlamish b'm. Since he has rights to utilize over there. Sivkon samach dal shish like tefisa b'bayis that he has holdings in the house. B'gam b'zeh here also die. It's enough. When he has permission to put something down, even if he did not put something down, like we said previously in Sevier Beis, which Rashi Tzion Aisa Mechei says that even though the Eli Rebbe writes that Dafka when he put something over there, that's because he holds, and that also by this Sevier Beis, you need Dafka that when you put something down, not like Beis in Shulchan Aruch, but according to Shulchan Aruch, and Achem, that quote his words over there in Shulchan Aruch Lahalacha, that when you have just Rishus itself is effective, also here is it going to be effective, and that's what's brought in the Beis Yosef over here. Be'alacha. In the Rasim Chulu, that the Jewish workers, residents, not considered residents to make a forbidden one or the other, is it looking for Shmuel Sivkot and Gimel the reason because he could remove them? And that's Dafka in such a case. But if the two Jews rent an apartment from the non-Jew, it's obvious that they make a forbidden one or the other, and they would also have to rent the Rishos from the Akim that lives there in the Chatzah, says the Bim Kadam. The Maskel Shnei Yisrael Machatzeina, and two Jews are on the other one. Pasha that these two Jews live in two homes, but if they would live in one house, they would be considered as one, as we wrote many times in this siman, and that's an obvious intention of Ayin Hamid Beis, Muhammad Ramban, but in the Sugya, and they would not have to make an Erev. The Mimaschel Oyser, that the non-Jew makes it forbidden, look at Magen Ram, that he brings the name of Agoyes Ashri, that is lenient in the first two cases, that according to us, that we hold regular Menteres Mekayimah does not make it forbidden Shlem Mekayimah, like the Pasha Sugya, but in the Samachay, and also in the Rasbarites, the opinion of the Goyim over this is to be matter regarding this, that we hold like the Rabban of Reb Akiva. And we didn't quote this opinion in Mishabruah, because you have the opinion of the Rambam, the Balamor, and the Ravid, brought in the Chalusha Rashba, to be stringent regarding this, even according to us, which the Dirshu 98 brings that the reason, writes the Balamar, is that so that you don't learn from the actions of non-Jew. Rabbi Kiba was machmer, that even Reglam Teres is Oiseres, even though in general the Halacha is not like him. And says the Rabbi Halacha, so too is inclined by the opinion of the Rashba and the Zechadushim and the Sefer and the Zechadush. Also writes, that according to this opinion, the opinion is inclined, also in the Ritva is inclined to this opinion, look over there. That's the Rabbi Magad agrees, and also the Rif and the Rosh is not so clear, possible that he also holds like this, and this that they don't quote this halacha because they're relying on this or Balaza at the end of the parak. With Muhammad's writes in Rabban, and also Turkos of halacha. There, it's very hard to be lenient regarding this. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 87. Nafkamina these halachas of like a chatzal zelu from the mizeh and the matzis that we have in our days is in an apartment building that there are many apartments. And in a way, in the first floor, you have two Jewish families that are Shomer Shabbos and one non-Jew, or Yehudi that's Mechal Shabbos Bevehesia. The second floor, there's only families that are Shomer Shabbos. According to all opinions, the members of the second floor can make air for themselves to permit for them to carry the vessels that are started off Shabbos in the house to the hallway of the shared area. And the non-Jew in the first floor doesn't make a forbidden on them because the halacha of the steps are like a ladder, which has a halacha mechitza separating the second floor from the first floor. Now, in the opposite case, when the first floor is only families that are Shomer Shabbos, and the second floor lives a non-Jew, or when they all make an Erev, and there's a non-Jew lives in the second floor, according to Shulchan Aruch and Shinai and Hesef Aleph, since that you have on the second floor a non-Jew, he goes through the first floor, makes a forbidden on them, and they would have to rent from him his rishus. However, according to the Beis Mei and the Chazanish, that the latter has halacha mechitza also regarding regular surim kaima, the non-Jew does not make a forbidden, and they don't have to rent from him his rishus. Now, the measurement of the width of the steps that should be considered as a mechitza, Chazanish is not sure if it's three or four tefachim. Shana halacha is right. Maskon of Chazanish is up until four tefachim has halacha mechitza on it. From tefachim and more, it's not considered as a mechitza. Dish number 88. We said that Akum does not make it forbidden on the individual Yisrael. And even though it's brought in the Gemara, even the Samachim Beis, that where Yisrael Dar is living the outer one, that it's common that a Jew would live over there, where the non-Jew in the inner one. Still, they weren't geyser that the Nachash may have been on the Yisrael in the inner one. The reason, writes Tosis, is that since most times it's not common that a Jew should live alone with a non-Jew, so like Plugrabban, they didn't differentiate. The Rashba brings the teretz of the Raiva that since the Yisrael that lives in the outer one causes that the Yisrael in the inner one to live with the non-Jew, Chum penalized only the outer one, that it's going to be, it should be considered as the two Yisrael live in the outer one. The Ran asks on this far that if that's the case, when the Yisrael lives alone in the inner one, and Yisrael and Nachri live in the other one, the other one should be permitted to carry without schirs, because since the inner one causes the other one that he should have to live with the Nachri, like what he answers, dish number 90, in public places that the apartments are rented out to Jews and to non-Jews, for example, a hotel or things like that, and he wants to rent from the owners, even for a time that after the non-Jewish guests are going to leave, the Sefer Chachmas Alev writes that according to the words of Chazon Ish, that if the Baal is a Nachri, you can rent from him. And not only for the time that he didn't get rent, is it effective renting from the Baal, but it's effective even for the time where it was already rented out to non-Jews, as long as the Baal have rishus to put objects in the rooms, or they can remove them, they're eating to a different room, because if not, you have to rent each room from the renters themselves. And if the Baal are Yisrael, you cannot rent from him regarding those that didn't yet rent, even if you could remove them to another place. But regarding those that already rented, you could rent from the owner of the hotel if he has permission to put objects over there. Dish number 92. If the custom in the city is that the landlord could remove a renter whenever he wants to, Ritva writes, it's possible to rent also from the landlord. Now, if you could remove him, but only by giving him money, a payout, Tripitz Rashba writes, that's not considered Yochel Salke, and you have to rent Dafka from the renter. Dish number 93. That he has permission to remove him whenever he wants to. So Chazon Ish explains that in the case that he can remove him, it's considered that the chatzar has two bailam, because the landlord could remove the non-Jew from the chatzar, and the landlord, and he could rent it out to the Yisrael, the whole chatzar. And therefore, even when he did not remove the renter, it's considered as if he did remove him when he's renting it out to the Yisrael. And that moment, he goes and he rents it back what remains from the schiris of Yisrael, and with that schiris, Chum already removed the gzera of Dir's Nachri. Rashba writes that since he can remove the renter, it's considered that the masker is the primary bialim and the big rent from him. Dir's number 94. If the landlord is a Yisrael, Chazon Ish writes, it's not possible to rent from him, even in the case that he can remove the renter whenever he wants to. And his words are l'shutase, as recorded previously, that when the landlord is a Jewish landlord, it's considered as if he removed the non-Jewish renter, and therefore, if the landlord is Jewish, then he cannot rent it out, because at that moment, the non-Jew is not there, and there's no Jewish nachi that makes it forbidden. And you have to add on that according to what the Chazon Ish explains, that you said the Kana of Chazal was that Yisrael Shabbos Chus in the Chatzar from the power of the residents of a non-Jew, but that's the case when the landlord is Jewish, that the Chus of the Seicher in the Chatzar is not from the power of the residents of a non-Jew, just from the landlord that's a Jew, so that's is not going to help. Dish number 95, however, in the Ritva, you see that since the ability of the landlord is to remove him, it's considered like he has a Tfisas Yad over there. And previously, he writes that Tfisiyat is effective like Schir Lakit. According to this, it sounds like that even when the landlord is Jew, you can rent from him like any Sachab Alakad that a Jew is of a Nachri. And according to the second opinion in Shachanach Tzavirav, you would have to make an Erev with him.